Spider silk is a novel material known for its incredible strength and elasticity. Because spiders only produce small amounts of this super strong silk, it is difficult to utilize the material for commercial and engineering applications. Randy Lewis, former director of the Spider Silk Lab, has been interested in mass producing this material by inserting the spider's gene that produces the silk into the DNA of other organisms. Using CRISPR technology, scientists at the Spider Silk Lab were able to precisely insert the spider silk gene into silkworms, allowing these caterpillars to produce silk with comparable strength and elasticity to natural spider silk. CRISPR is shorthand for a DNA editing technology where enzymes act as molecular scissors, selectively cutting strands of DNA. Lewis says prior to CRISPR, the silk genes were randomly inserted into the silkworm's DNA. Using CRISPR, they can now precisely insert genes into specific locations in the silkworm's genome.
So we chose two places, both of which are genes that the silkworm uses to make proteins for its own cocoon. We were able to very precisely cut out the large gene and insert ours exactly in the same spot. The silkworm does not recognize that as a foreign gene and goes ahead and uses it to make its cocoon.
Because the genes are now successfully assimilated into the silkworm DNA, Lewis says the silkworms are able to pass the silk protein gene onto its offspring.
By selective breeding, we can pick the best producers of protein and mate those so that we actually see mechanical properties improve with each generation.
Lewis says that each cocoon produces about 600 to 1,000 meters of double fiber silk. They are currently working with a company in China interested in taking the next steps to commercialize this product. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Jessica Schultz.